The study, based on census data, shows that 4 in 10 Black households struggle to afford food, and about 36% of Hispanic households, about 22% of white households, reported food insecurity as well. Diane Whitmore Schanzenbach is the director of the Institute for Policy Research at Northwestern University, which put out the study. She says those numbers reveal the toll the pandemic has taken on our economy.
We're seeing right now that food insecurity is higher than we've ever seen it before, but we're also seeing the depth of the recession we're in right now is much worse than anything we've seen before.
She says this research shows the need for an increase in support for federally funded food benefit programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. I'm Dana Cronin, Harvest Public Media.